Welcome back to our Midday Magazine. I'm Bob Leonard, and this is Let's Talk Pella, and my guest today is Lisa Zylstra. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Bob. I'm glad to be here.
So, Lisa, you've got quite an announcement to make today, don't you?
Yes, we're excited to announce that we're having a conference here this summer for ADOS, which is the Association for the Advancement of Dutch American Studies.
Well, how cool is that? That's neat.
It's an awesome opportunity to bring this group to Pella.
They're scholars of Dutch history in the Americas?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes. They're scholars from Canada, the Netherlands, and the United States that study the history and impact of Dutch Americans in U.S. history.
And so they want to come to Pella, have their conference here, share the results of their research, and see Pella.
Yes. We take turns hosting this conference around the United States and Canada so that we have an opportunity to discuss different Dutch enclaves.
So they've been here before?
They were here in 1999, the last time.
Well, not often enough, is it?
No.
So how did you get interested in Dutch history?
I grew up in Pella. My mom and dad are both interested in local history. And then in college, I studied in the Netherlands, and I started connecting dots as to just what about Pella was Dutch and what about Pella was American. It was very intriguing. And then when I went on to get my master's degree in Arizona, we talked about the concept of place, and I kept referencing Pella. And they asked, is that a real place? They couldn't believe that it truly was still the way I said it was. So that drove my research toward Pella. So my thesis was actually looking at the evolution of Dutch ethnicity in Pella over time.
Well, and how many scholars is this going to bring in?
I'm hoping for a crowd of about 100 or more and about 25 papers being presented.
And are there going to be public events for those of us that aren't scholars of Dutch history to come and learn and appreciate it?
Absolutely. And even the ones where the scholarly papers are presented, it's written for a general audience, so everybody could enjoy those. Those are during the day. The evening of Wednesday, we haven't mentioned the dates yet, this is Wednesday, June 5, we will be hosting a production of The Dominie's Wife with the Union Street Players will be performing, and the public is welcome to attend that.
And so I bet the scholars haven't seen that. That's a more recently written play.
Yes. My own personal bent is public history, so I'm trying to have as much public history showing in this conference instead of just scholarly works.
All right. And so the date you said was June
5.
Okay. And the conference itself runs from the 6th through the 8th.
That's correct.
Co-hosted by Central College and the Pella Historical Society.
Yes.
All right. And so do you expect big crowds or a whole lot of people in the community going to come out, you think?
Well, I sure would like that. I think a lot of Dutch American history is examined in Western Michigan. And I think sometimes they feel like that's the only place that Dutch Americans really have taken hold of their ethnic pride, but I want them to see just how many people in Pella still are connected to their Dutch heritage.
So everybody needs to come out and show them how much people care.
Please. And just to learn more about it. In fact, this one we're looking at Dutch American involvement in war. So we're going to start with the Civil War and go all the way through Vietnam and see how our Dutch Americanism affects how we interpret war and our experience in it.
Well, wasn't it just a couple of years ago that Pella Historical had an exhibit on that topic?
That was just, yes. That was a year, or was that just this fall, I guess?
Was it just this fall? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So we have a lot of that already documented in Pella with Pella Historical, right?
Yes. So we hope that with the Pella history, we'll look some at Civil War, but quite a few of those soldiers weren't of Dutch American descent. We found out. But Scholte had a direct tie in the recruitment of soldiers and going down with the troops and being a chaplain. And so a couple of the papers are looking at Scholte's role, including Ron Rietveld, who will be giving our keynote address on Friday evening.
Is he the foremost scholar of Pella history, do you think? He sure knows a lot if he isn't.
I would say so at this moment in time.
So we'll just officially dub him as that right here.
The king of Pella history.
Well, all right. We'll see if he objects or not. But you have some other distinguished speakers, I see.
Yes. Robert Swieringa, who we call the Dean of Dutch American Studies, will be presenting. He's now at the Van Ralty Institute at Hope College, but I know he has a connection to Pella. He taught at Pella Christian High School in the 60s. He'll be presenting. Ron Rietveld, we mentioned, will be giving the keynote address about Schulte and the Civil War. Susan Miller is going to be looking at Gerhard Nolin, who is the painter of our colony. And James Dom and Dorothy Van Coten are going to tell us about conflict in Peoria or Puri during World War I.
And they're going to figure out how we pronounce that, right?
Yes, we'll take whatever they say.
All right, well, how exciting. And the history is so important. Pella is built around its history. Such an important legacy to celebrate, explore.
Yes.
This is really neat.
Thank you.
And so you've got to make all the arrangements. You've helped coordinate the hotel room, organize the conference, invite the speakers, and now some publicity.
Well, luckily I have a team of the ADOS members that are helping with the program, and Central College has been very helpful in organizing conference details. And I have my own little group of supporters who are helping me with the logistics in between.
Now, I presume, as in most conferences, there's a registration fee, but how about for those of us, the general public, can we just come in and out, or do we need to register for the full conference?
You can register for a day of the conference or the full conference. If you're not sure you want to commit to the whole thing, come for the first day for $30, and then you can always add on the rest. Conference registration fee is $75 for the whole week, or for all 3 days.
And that's a very reasonable cost for a conference.
Yes, and it includes Dutch coffee times. So hopefully that can be an enticement. When you have Dutch people together, you have to give them coffee, cookies, and pastries.
All right, and so where is this going to be held at?
This will be at Central College in the Graham Conference Center.
And it's just going to bring a lot of business to town too, isn't it?
I hope so. I would like to showcase local products so that the participants will be encouraged to go uptown Thursday nights in Pella, shopping on Saturday. Hopefully they'll get out and about.
Do you need any volunteers?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, volunteers to help me when they arrive and volunteers just to show the visitors special things about Pella.
Well, congratulations on bringing a great event to Pella.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out.
Well, and this is Let's Talk Pella. I'm Bob Leonard. Our guest today has been Lisa Zylstra with the Pella Historical Society, Jefferson Elementary. Stay tuned. Our midday magazine continues.